International Taekwondo team has become the champion of the 2015 Russia World Taekwondo Championships. Following the championship of the Iranian squad, leader of the Islamic Revolution Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei issued a message and congratulated the victory to the Iranian national Taekwondo team, the nation, and the country's sports community. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani also issued a separate congratulatory message. The Iranian president says finalizing a nuclear deal between Tehran and the E3+3 group of countries will be possible by the June deadline if the U.S.-led West displays firm resolve. Meeting the visiting Hungarian foreign minister, President Rouhani said, as it is proven, Iran has shown transparency in its civilian nuclear program and attended the negotiations with a strong determination for results. He added, good progress has been made in the nuclear talks so far, and if the West shows a firm resolve, the parties will be able to reach a final agreement in due time. However, Rouhani deplored pressure and sanctions policy as unacceptable and futile. Elsewhere, referring to extremism and violence in today's world, the Iranian president said, to combat terrorism, all countries should be convinced that terrorism does not benefit them, and warned that the terrorist groups would eventually target the same countries that have supported them. The Iranian foreign minister has urged the international community to help ease the process of delivering humanitarian aid to Yemen. Mohammad Javad Zarif also called on the United Nations to establish its protected areas in Yemen for humanitarian access. Zarif also stressed that only a political solution could end the crisis in Yemen and called on an inter-Yemeni dialogue to be held under the UN auspices.
Two questions. New rumors that the ceasefire may not be extended is a cause for grave concern. Secondly, we believe that the United Nations needs to establish itself protected areas in Yemen for humanitarian access. It seems that the old scheme didn't work, that humanitarian assistance has failed to reach the people of Yemen in spite of all the efforts. Of course, the United Nations can inspect and make sure that the aid that is being delivered to the people of Yemen is humanitarian. It is also necessary to provide medical assistance to the sick and wounded in Yemen, and that is one element of this humanitarian issue which has been totally neglected. So all in all, we need a very serious, concerted international effort to deal with Yemen and to deal with this humanitarian crisis. And of course, the political solution is the only solution, and that is why we believe that Yemen inter-Yemeni dialogue should take place as soon as possible under UN auspices.
Now elsewhere, a top advisor to Iran's leader has criticized Western powers for supporting the crimes committed by radical groups in Yemen, Syria, and Iraq. Ali Akbar Velayati also called for cooperation of the Muslim countries to confront terrorism in the region. He said, even though terrorist groups are committing crimes in the region, it is Yemen, Syria, and Iraq which have come under attack by certain regional and extra-regional governments. Velayati made the remarks on Monday.